101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama is in China, wrapping up his final G20 summit. He's expected to have a news conference within the hour. Now, about an hour ago, Mr. Obama wrapped up a one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
This is the first meeting they've had in about a year. And before that, it was about 2 years. So these meetings are extremely rare. And this one was unusually long, 90 minutes. It wasn't a formal bilateral meeting. There was no press conference or anything like that associated with this. It was considered a pull aside, but an hour and a half is a long time to sit down with Vladimir Putin.
Correspondent Michelle Kozinski. The Hillary Clinton campaign is still being dogged by questions about her private email server.
The issue again in the spotlight after the FBI released notes from its July interview with Clinton. Now, while the documents laid out why the FBI decided not to recommend charges against Clinton, the notes showed Clinton telling investigators she did not recall or did not remember at least 39 times, often in response to questions about the process, potential training, or the content of those emails.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes. Tropical Storm Hermine did not bring good beach weather this holiday weekend, but a sunny July and August did bring huge crowds to Ocean City.
It's been great.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan says August was one of the most crowded months he's ever seen in Ocean City as people flocked there to cool off. The crowds couldn't have come at a better time. Ocean City literally rolled out its new articulating buses, which can hold many more riders than traditional buses because they have a main bus connected to a second section. That section adds another 20 feet of space.
Our new Arctic buses kind of added a new twist to the system and I think really brought some more recognition to its reliability.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Gas prices are holding steady as we leave summer behind. AAA reports that prices in the Washington area are averaging $2.20 a gallon right now. That's about 40 cents less than a year ago. Students in Prince William County Public Schools may have been getting something a little extra from YouTube. And that's why, for now anyway, educators are blocking it.
Some of the next suggestions that YouTube would offer up when students were viewing one video were not necessarily of the most appropriate content.
Phil Cavitz with Prince William County Schools.
So what we decided to do was to shut down access from our schools until we could get a handle on that.
School officials are looking at filtering software. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police in Roanoke, Virginia say that one person is dead and several others are injured after gunfire at a restaurant. The shooting began early yesterday morning at Monster's Bar and Grill. Responding officers say they found numerous patrons who'd been shot inside. Well, it's Labor Day, and while there has been job growth, the nation's unemployment rate is stuck at just under 5%. California is leading the nation in new jobs and is promoting what some consider the best-kept secret in job seeking.
It's the Unemployment Office. Well, it's not called that. It's called in California the Employment Development Department, in Ohio the Department of Workforce Development, Arizona the Department of Economic Security, whatever it's called. Lori Levy with California's EDD says each of these departments in each of these states is more about employment.
We're trying to focus our government resources on those middle-skill jobs that are not going to require a full college education, but maybe a little bit of training to get you that kind of solid job and solid pay that can really support you and your family.
It's real simple. Do an employment development search in your state and start using the state to help you get a job or a better job. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 18,492, the Nasdaq at 5250. Sports, the Nats lose the rubber game of their series against the Mets. They host the Braves at Nats Park this afternoon. The Orioles fail to complete the sweep, losing to the Yankees. WMDA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right. Now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel, but you gotta call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. In the district, New York Avenue eastbound shut down between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. Police investigating an accident. A pedestrian was struck. Your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. The Beltway's inner loop at Georgetown Pike, there's a crash that's been pushed over to the shoulder. And Metro's Red Line will add additional trains to operate from 9 this morning to 9 p.m. between Shady Grove and Silver Spring. The shuttle trains will run between Silver Spring and the Glenmont Station every 20 minutes. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory following high tide, but it is hot. Sunshine 89 today. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low 68 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Burke, 55 in Kensington, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. Zoo Atlanta's giant panda has given birth to twin cubs, the first born in the U.S. this year. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 6:06 right here on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. In for Brian and Larry. It is Labor Day Monday. You know who should be laboring right about now? It is Donald Trump. Because we now know who the moderators are for the presidential debates. I cannot wait. Here's one of the things that bugs me about America. And for the record, I love America. And I don't even think it's America. I think it's the media. But, you know, when I first heard that Chris Wallace, Lester Holt, Martha Raddatz, and, of course, Anderson Cooper would be moderating the presidential debates, the last thing that I thought of, and I'm serious, the last thing that I thought of was that Anderson Cooper is openly gay and that Lester Holt is black. But that is one of the things that everybody's making a big deal about, is that Cooper's black and that Lester Holt, I should say Cooper is gay and we've got Lester Holt who is black. I didn't even think about that. You know what I thought about? I thought about the fact that these debates are going to be really, really good. You know why? Because they are really good journalists. And so that's what I thought about. And it seems like the mainstream media, they're always trying to push this narrative, and that's part of it. If that's what they want to celebrate, great. Here's my thing. I am really excited that we have, at least to me anyway, some very good journalists that are going to be moderating the presidential debates. Now, you and I both know that these debates could make or break either candidate, and there's a lot at stake for both Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton. The big question is, how much or how far will the moderators push each candidate? And do they consider it their jobs to really grind and dig for Anders and for answers and challenge the candidates? Or are they going to let the candidates themselves challenge each other? But it's really interesting because Hillary has said over the past couple of months that she's open to any debate and it's all fine, seemingly not caring who the moderators are. But Donald Trump a while back said, well, let's see who the moderators are. And he was deciding whether or not he would do the debates because he wanted to apparently see who the moderators are. Well, now that we know who the moderators are, he has had issues with, I think, pretty much each and every one of these moderators. The big question is, now that we know who the moderators are, Chris Wallace, Martha Raddatz, Lester Holt, and Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump has been challenged and challenged handily by all of these journalists. And I want to revisit some of these epic moments in the primary debates, and I think this will have a pretty interesting bearing on whether or not Donald Trump does decide to do those debates. You remember way back in one of the primary debates when Chris Wallace went after Donald Trump, and do you remember this? He even used slides and that kind of thing to fact-check Donald Trump right there on the stage in the middle of the primary debates.
Let's put up full screen number two. You say that Medicare could save $300 billion a year negotiating lower drug prices, but Medicare total only spends $78 billion a year on drugs. Sir, that's the facts. You're talking about saving more money on Medicare.
I'm saying saving through negotiation throughout the economy, you'll save $300 billion
a year. But that isn't going to cut the federal deficit.
And that's visual aids. Chris Wallace using, that was one of the more awkward moments in all of the debates, because you sat there and you watched Donald Trump. And to me, Donald Trump did squirm a little bit. So to me, that was one of the more memorable moments of the primary debates. And so the big question is, as Donald Trump mulls, decides whether or not he will join in the debate, which if he doesn't join the debate, I guess there won't be any debates. But for the record, I do believe that Chris Wallace is one of the better journalists out there and one of my favorites on Fox News. But that is indicative, that soundbite is indicative of the challenges that Donald Trump has faced with Chris Wallace as a moderator. Will Donald Trump remember that as he decides whether or not he is going to join Hillary Clinton on stage for these presidential debates? Lester Holt has also had his issues with Donald Trump, and Lester Holt also really challenged Donald Trump when Donald Trump, as you all know, he has been claiming that Hillary slept through Benghazi, and Lester Holt really challenged Donald Trump. Remember this?
Well, let's talk about your claim that she was asleep during the Benghazi attack.
He was left helpless to die as Hillary Clinton soundly slept in her bed.
That Ambassador Stevens was asking.
Were you there? Were you with her?
She has testified before the committee that she wasn't asleep. It happened during the daytime. There's no evidence that she was asleep.
It happened all during the day, and Doria was going on for a long period of time.
But I guess what I'm asking,
a long period of time, and she was asleep at the wheel. Whether she was sleeping or not, who knows if she was sleeping?
Yeah, and that was Lester Holt really going after Donald Trump. And ultimately, Donald Trump backed down on that claim. So Lester Holt, again, one of these journalists that has really challenged Donald Trump. By the way, just as a very brief aside, Brian Williams must be in the fetal position somewhere, because we know that Lester Holt replaced Brian Williams after Brian Williams was less than truthful about some of the things that happened in his career. And also, I will tell you that Lester Holt is an outstanding journalist, and I can't wait to see him moderate debates as well, these debates as well. Now, you remember when Donald Trump made the negative comment about John McCain and being a war hero. You remember this really controversial comment, right?
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Do you agree with that? He's a war hero because he was captured. Okay, you can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Donald Trump, and again, really controversial, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a huge supporter of the veterans, and I didn't like that comment, and neither did Martha Raddatz, and she really went after Donald Trump. Listen.
Let me talk about your language about him being captured. You say you prefer those who aren't captured. What could John McCain have done not to be captured?
Well, I do say this. People that fought hard and weren't captured and went through a lot, they get no credit. Nobody even talks about them. They're like forgotten, and I think that's a shame if you want to know the truth. People that were not captured, that went in and fought, nobody talks about them. Those are heroes also.
I think people do talk about those people as well. But what did you mean?
So.
What did you mean?
Way,
you
prefer? So.
What did you mean? You prefer those who aren't captured?
I want to give them credit.
All right, so Martha Raddatz also going after Donald Trump. So we'll see. I just played you three of those epic moments that Donald Trump has had with some of these debate moderators as he decides whether or not he is going to join Hillary on a stage. I can't imagine that he would not want to get up on a stage and debate Hillary Clinton. He absolutely needs to. And by the way, I don't know if you've heard about this, but what Hillary Clinton is doing to prepare for these debates coming up is absolutely stunning. And I can't wait to see. And listen, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I was a Ted Cruz guy, and we know what happened to Ted Cruz. And so now I am supporting Donald Trump because I am a never Hillary kind of guy. But wait till you hear what Hillary Clinton is doing to prepare for those debates. It is amazing. And I've got the whole story coming up next here on WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Brian and Larry. Appreciate you being here. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's say good morning to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. One issue on the roads, New York Avenue, eastbound between Montana and Bladensburg. Closed, all lanes blocked. A pedestrian has been struck. Your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. As far as Metro's Red Line is concerned, between Shady Grove and Silver Spring, additional trains are operating today between 9 a.m. and 9 tonight. The shuttle trains will run between Silver Spring and Glenmont every 20 minutes. The Orange Line between Stadium Armory and Benning Road. We have buses replacing the trains for some scheduled track work. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is a hot week ahead today. It's going to be sunny and a high of 89, a low tonight around 68. Right now, it is 65 degrees in our nation's capital. Yeah, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. What is Hillary Clinton doing to prepare for the debates? I love this story. I love this story for so many reasons. Listen to this. Hillary Clinton is apparently tapping psychology experts to find Donald Trump's debate weaknesses. Now, here's what we know about Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't like Hillary. I believe I've made that perfectly clear this morning. However, I think she's done a really good job in her epic battle against Donald Trump as we move toward the general election. And Hillary has done exactly what she said that she would do. We knew during the primary that Hillary was going to do a couple of different things. First of all, we know that she didn't have to spend a whole boatload of money trying to defeat Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley and so forth. She didn't have to spend a lot of money. We know, in retrospect, that the DNC was doing certainly their part to torpedo Bernie Sanders and his campaign and marginalize Bernie Sanders. So she has this unbelievably, epically huge war chest. So she's trying as much as she can to do anything and everything possible to buy enough media to diminish Donald Trump. Donald Trump finally is getting into buying some of the buying some media time, but it may be too late. But one of the things that she's doing is she is finding now psychology experts to find Trump's debate weaknesses. We already know what Donald Trump's weakness is. If you bait him, and we knew that Hillary was going to do this, and she has done exactly that. She has been baiting Donald Trump over and over and over again. As much as I like Donald Trump, as much as I dislike Hillary Clinton, she has done what she said that she would do, and she has been successful at it. The whole debate over the Gold Star families, for example, if you think for a second the cons were up there just as concerned citizens of Donald Trump, well, you're mistaken, because they were, my opinion, they were a plant for the Democrats, a plant for Hillary Clinton, and the whole point was having the cons up there to bait Donald Trump to get him to say something incredibly quote-unquote offensive. Now, for the record, I don't think there's necessarily anything offensive about what Donald Trump said as far as the cons go. However, we all know now that what that did was that put Donald Trump on the defensive for days and days and days and days, and what that did is that took Donald Trump off message. That is a big, big problem, because Donald Trump, if you're an ideas kind of a person, we heard for felt like at least a week about the cons. And so the problem is that Donald Trump keeps falling for Hillary's tactics, hook, line, and sinker. Now she is enlisting the help of these experts to figure out exactly where Donald Trump's weakness is. And so what they're doing is they're going over all of the tapes of Donald Trump in the primary debates, and they're trying to figure out exactly what it is that makes Donald Trump tick. The plan is to get Trump to ultimately lash out and look not so presidential, like he did a number of different times during the Republican primary debates. And the belief is that he is most insecure about his intelligence, his wealth, and his brand as a successful businessman. At least that's what the experts are saying. The psychologists are saying that, listen, Hillary Clinton, if you could just poke and prod Donald Trump so that he will lash out, just talk about those things. Talk about how, oh, supposedly he's a billionaire, or supposedly he has whatever it is, $10 billion. Then if she can bait him into doing all of these things that she's been successful at before in baiting Donald Trump, well, then Donald Trump, my opinion, is probably going to lose the debates and ultimately lose the election. What we've seen in some of the more recent polling is that Donald Trump is catching up to Hillary Clinton. If you look at individual polls, however, if you look at some of the Real Clear Politics polling, it does still show that Hillary Clinton is in the lead by about 4.5 to 5 percentage points, and she is also doing really, really well in the battleground states. And so Donald Trump, again, I know it depends on which polling you look at, but to me, Donald Trump does have a lot of ground to make up. And these debates, now we were talking about whether or not Donald Trump will ultimately end up participating in the debates. And again, I can't imagine that he would not. But if he does, he needs to throw a Hail Mary. He needs to do something to take down Hillary Clinton. So here's the big question that Donald Trump and his advisors need to answer. What Donald Trump will arrive at the debates? Will it be the Donald Trump that was, oh, let's just say, I don't even want to say mean-spirited during the primary debates. He was combative. We know that he was combative. So will it be the more combative Donald Trump that got him through the primaries, or will it be a Donald Trump who looks more presidential? The problem is, if Donald Trump presidential comes along, we know that within these debates, it's not necessarily a situation where he can simply read a teleprompter. It's not a speech. He's going to have to engage Hillary Clinton in intellectual combat, hand-to-hand combat, if you will. And I don't know if that's going to be Donald Trump's forte, because in the general election debates, he could run the risk of looking like he's bullying Hillary Clinton. So he's got a lot of challenges ahead, but the biggest question he needs to figure out is which Donald Trump will arrive for the general election debates. My name is Dan Mandis here on Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry. Got a lot more coming up next.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. New York Avenue eastbound between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. We have an accident blocking all lanes, so we suggest Rhode Island Avenue as the alternate. And keep in mind, because it is a holiday, Labor Day, the following HOV restrictions have been lifted on 270, the Beltway 95, and 395, and Metro's Blue Line is at the Franconia, Springfield, and Dorn Street stations closed because of SafeTrack. Free shuttle buses available from Eisenhower Avenue. This report brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it on Rivet Radio. Hear what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine will get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow. High 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday. Upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 65 degrees in our nation's capital. It is 626 on WMAL.
Most of them strike me more as lies than they do as things she can't remember. I think it's the liar's retreat. I can't remember, I don't recall, rather than brain injury.
Yeah. That is Rudy Giuliani talking about Hillary Clinton and her can't remember, can't recall answers to the FBI questions. We know that on Friday, the FBI released their notes on Hillary's interview with them regarding all of the information that she has misused regarding the classified information that she misused while Secretary of State, and also, of course, the email and server scandal as well. And what we know is that Hillary Clinton used her concussion as an excuse. Now, whether or not you believe that that is a legitimate excuse remains to be seen. She did have a concussion back in 2012. And so it's going to be interesting to find out how this plays out in the media. But coming up next, I have Dr. Chad Stevens. He is an expert on concussions at Noble Pain Management and Sports Medicine in Dallas, Texas. He's going to analyze and talk a little bit about Hillary's concussion and a whole lot more here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Prophet. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL, Labor Day, Monday. In for Brian and Larry, Dan Mandis here in Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, got an expert to talk about Hillary's concussions and the latest on Colin Kaepernick and the police in San Francisco saying they will not be working the 49ers games. That and a whole lot more coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin continued to try to negotiate an end to Syria's civil war, but the two leaders met on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. No deal yet. More on the president's China trip from correspondent Michelle Kaczynski.
A lot of what the president is trying to do here is manage relationships, deal with relationships that are in some cases extremely difficult, including the relationship with China itself. And the president sat down with the president of China for 4 hours during this trip. And keep in mind, this is likely the president's last trip to Asia, the last time he'll get the chance to have these conversations.
The president's expected to have a news conference from China within the hour. It is now 64 days before Election Day.
Today is traditionally the starting gun to that final sprint towards Election Day. Labor Day, this is when voters are supposed to start paying attention. But this has been not quite a traditional campaign. People have been paying attention for a long time. That said, both campaigns expecting to ramp up their campaigning and their attacks.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning in Ohio today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is telling residents don't be lulled by the nice weather as Tropical Storm Hermine continues to spin hundreds of miles off the East Coast. Christie warns that minor to moderate flooding is still likely in coastal areas. And Israeli police say they fear people may be trapped in a building collapse in Tel Aviv. At least 6 people were injured. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens today tomorrow at 18,492. The Nasdaq at 52. Sports, the Nationals' magic number remains at 18 as they lose again to the Mets. The Orioles lose to the Yankees. WMDA to Mystics beat Dallas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One night, 9 locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the 2 obstacles you'll face, the 7 ways investors fail, and the 1 solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, 9 locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Now, because it is Labor Day, HOV restrictions have been lifted on 270, the Beltway 95, 66, and 395. Still, avoid New York Avenue eastbound between Montana and Bladensburg Road because of an earlier crash. All lanes are blocked. Your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. The inner loop of the Beltway from 270, the 270 spur to 95, it's a 13-minute trip. No serious delay here. The outer loop from the 270 spur to the American Legion Bridge is more like four. The BW Parkway moving along quite well in either direction. And buses are replacing trains on the Orange Line between Stadium Armory and Benning Road, all because of track work. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Herndon, 55 in Beltsville, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is Mornings on the Mall. Good morning. My name is Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. Thank you very much for being here. Labor Day Monday on WMAL. Thank you very much for being here. So Hillary Clinton says that she's got concussions and she cannot remember anything regarding the FBI's questions. And very controversial tact that Hillary Clinton is taking, because I don't know if you can, you can't really say, well, she's lying. How do you know she's lying? She really did, at least according to doctors, have a concussion. I want to welcome in Dr. Chad Stevens, expert on concussions from Noble Pain Management and Sports Medicine out of Dallas, Texas. And doctor, you are an expert in such things. Now, she told the FBI that because she fainted and hit her head, sustaining a concussion back in 2012, that she simply cannot recall some of what happened while she was Secretary of State. She started as Secretary of State in 2009, ending in 2013. Based on your experience, doctor, would a concussion cause her to lose memory of some events prior to the concussion?
Yes, Dan, good morning. That is a difficult question, but of consideration would be the fact that her head injury and its severity could have affected that. It would depend on which part of the brain was affected by her concussion and or the intracranial hemorrhage that was proposed, because it is possible that someone could have a few memories lost from their ability to recall if they had a head injury, but it would be unlikely to me that they would not have ongoing symptoms after that point that would point to the proposed post-concussive syndrome that's been discussed.
Now, you're one of these, you're a doctor, and you specialize in these things. Is there a lot of information out regarding the kind of concussion Hillary had?
No, sir. Not that I could obtain in the review of the literature that I have performed, but just the timing of when it occurred and possibly the amount of rehabilitation. Her husband made some comments about it taking close to 6 months for her to recover fully from the extent of the injury. And so from that standpoint, it would seem that this was a pretty severe injury to her head.
Now, the doctor's orders at the time was that she needed to only work part-time at the State Department for a while she recovered. Could her judgment have been impaired at the time?
Yes, usually if a doctor feels that either a changed work schedule or a lessened a burden of a work schedule is necessary, it's usually because there is something that's still ongoing symptom-wise. And if she was still having post-concussive symptoms such as dizziness or memory loss or difficulty concentrating, headaches, all the kind of things that go along with post-concussive syndrome, it could have impaired her ability to do her job. Now, whether it impaired her ability to make decisions or to do policy decisions or be involved in discussions, it's hard to assess, but definitely they wouldn't have restricted her duties to some degree if she was completely back to normal.
And she brought up the concussion issue now a couple of times here in the past, and some have said that she needs to release her medical records. Now, you tell me, concussion in 2012, we are now in 2016. Is there any concern that her concussion in 2012 that affected her memory, that caused her to miss work in 2012, would affect her now in 2017 when she would take over the White House if she wins the general election?
Yes, there are reports in the medical literature of ongoing concussion symptoms that can go on for years and years and affect somebody's judgment, affect somebody's daily headaches, dizziness. Some of the vestibular symptoms we experience in the post-concussion period, such as difficulty with reading and comprehension or math computation or something along those lines, could be difficult for her even this many years out, believe it or not. But a person's medical records are, that's a very difficult topic because we do have HIPAA rights in the United States and things of that nature. But with somebody taking a position of this magnitude that requires such concentration, such minute-to-minute decision-making, reliance upon other individuals to give her data to make quick decisions off, I do think there could be a case made for a need to at least somehow study her cognitive state. And what I mean by that is whether or not it's decided to release her medical records, I do think it might be a reasonable thing for the public to request to have her disclose at least a pass-fail type of a answer or a, you know, significant deficit versus, you know, mostly okay kind of a report from a cognitive test, which is a battery of questions that's designed to assess somebody's ability to recall and to assess the speed of their recall and to assess their ability to make decisions such as math computation. And something like that might be a more appropriate way to assess her level of cognition currently than to require release of medical records. And I don't know, you know, what the precedent has been in the United States for requesting, you know, medical documentation on candidates and what is considered to be appropriate in that format. But something like this, a position of that magnitude, it wouldn't be out of the question to request a cognitive study be performed.
Now, let's go general on this now. We can talk about Hillary and concussions all day long, but we are in early September. We've got high school football underway. College football is a weekend down, and the NFL is ramping up. I know there's constant talk about concussions. Fewer kids are playing football these days than ever before because parents are worried about concussions. Let's talk about the care of concussions, because I know that your office has some sort of a new procedure that is apparently doing wonders for folks that have concussions. Talk about that a little bit, and how can people get more information?
Okay, yes. There is definitely a decline in sign-ups for Pop Warner football and for youth football. And, in fact, my 12-year-old does play youth football, and this has even been discussed at our team level. And we've had some boys already sustained, at least one already sustained a concussion that's been treated. And we are doing some things to prevent those as best we can. And then at the varsity level where I take care of the boys at our school and the girls at our school, we're doing some things to try to prevent concussion and also aid in the detection of concussions and then also treat the concussions if the symptoms start to arise. And so the answer to that is, yes, football is definitely a hot topic right now with the NFL class action lawsuit. And then I was just reading recently that there's a class action lawsuit now filed against Pop Warner football, yep, of all things. And so there's concern from a lot of people that the full risk of playing football is not being disclosed to the athletes. And so a lot of things have been done by different levels of play to try to, you know, level the playing field. Maybe it's in youth football, not allowing certain weight players to carry the ball and cause impact on other players. Or maybe at professional level, changing the rules on spearing one another or something, yeah, of that nature. But in reality, these things tend to keep happening. And so,
well, I really appreciate the time you spent with us. Unfortunately, I got to run to traffic, but I very much thank you for your input on that. Concussions, man, that is a whole long discussion that I'll get into at some point here on WMAL before the morning is over. My name is Dan Mandis here on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. In Washington, New York Avenue eastbound still closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road by an earlier crash, so you might want to use Rhode Island Avenue instead. And because it is a holiday, Labor Day, HOV restrictions have been lifted for the day on 270, the Beltway, 95, 66, and 395. And additional trains are being pressed into service today on Metro's Red Line between 9 this morning and 9 tonight, between Shady Grove and Silver Spring and Glenmont. On the Blue Line, shuttle buses being used between Stadium Armory and Benning Road, all because of safe traffic. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory following high tide, but it is hot. Sunshine 89 today. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low 68 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
65 degrees in a nation's capital. Good morning. My name is Dan Mandis here on WMAL. Little note back to the studio. We're going to do cuts 12, 13, and 14. We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. We all know that Colin Kaepernick has been refusing to stand for the national anthem. Now, we also know that Colin Kaepernick wore some socks that said, you know, it was basically a pig with a policeman's hat on. So Colin Kaepernick has been running around talking about, and we all know that, I don't have to reset the whole thing, right? We know who Colin Kaepernick is and his decision, very controversial decision, not to stand for the national anthem has really upset a lot of police officers, including the police union in Santa Clara. So now, and that's the area where the San Francisco 49ers stadium is, and so now the police there have been saying that they are simply not going to work the 49ers game. And so a police union chief, a guy by the name of Michael Sellers, he is saying that, you know what, the police do have a job, and they're going to have to deal with both sides to make sure that the police do that job effectively.
I'm going to work with him and the other leadership of the POA to resolve this issue and hopefully come together. I think that in law enforcement, we need to take the high road. Yep. You know, people will say things and do things that we may not agree with, but that is their right. And we're here to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he is right. I'm, listen, the first guy to jump up and down and scream about how wrong Colin Kaepernick is. However, it is his right to say whatever it is that he wants to do. And Michael Sellers, the Santa Clara police chief, also said the cops have a responsibility because it is about free speech.
What Colin Kaepernick has done is he's exercised his First Amendment right. And as police officers, we are there to uphold that right. And we are to protect people who want to make those type of statements and behave that way, even though we may disagree with them.
Yeah, and here's the bottom line on this whole thing, is that it is about the fans, and that's what Police Chief Michael Sellers out of Santa Clara had to say about the fans.
We have a job to do, and that is to provide a safe environment for not only our community, but the members and fans attending Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, and the bottom line is this. The police are there, not necessarily to protect Colin Kaepernick, although he is part of the job. However, the police are there to protect the fans. And so, regardless of what moronic thing Colin Kaepernick has to say, it simply does not matter, because the police have to be, and this, people might get mad when I'm about to say, but the police have to be better than Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, again, regardless of what he is now saying to the press, I don't think he realized, how much of a backlash he was going to get. We know that the football owners and the NFL, a lot of them are really angry with what Colin Kaepernick has said and the spectacle that he has made of himself and the NFL. We also know that the 49ers now, over the past 24 hours or so, they will not be releasing Colin Kaepernick. So the question is, did they not release him because of the controversy, and they didn't want it to seem like they were releasing him because of the controversy, so now they can't release him? Or was he good enough to make the team? That is something that we'll perhaps find out over time. But a new poll also shows that the majority of Americans think that Colin Kaepernick is completely wrong, and I am right there among all of those Americans. I think he is wrong, although he is right. He does have that right to say any godforsaken thing he wants to say. My name is Dan Mandis. This is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality, and New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. We may be the 27th largest home improvement company in America, but we still maintain our small business values. We sit down one-on-one and build your roof with you at your table. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's say good morning, happy Labor Day to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hey, Art.
Hi there, Dan, and happy Labor Day to you. By the way, because it is a holiday, HOV restrictions have been lifted for today on 270, the Beltway, 95, 66, and 395. Still, New York Avenue eastbound closed down between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road because of an earlier crash. It involved a pedestrian, we're told, so your alternate is Rhode Island Avenue. The Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Beltway, it's a 9-10 minute commute, not too bad. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, about 11 or 12. And in Virginia, northbound 95 between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 15 minute commute. No issues either direction so far on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory following high tide, but it is hot. Sunshine 89 today. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low 68 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, it is 65 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. It's Morning on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Hi folks, Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I had the chance to meet a prisoner of war from Korea. He had told me his story of his release after months of difficult captivity, the hunger, the physical abuse, the fear that you never know you might make it out alive. He described how on the day of his release, he was marched over the bridge at the far end was a small U.S. military group to take him home. As he crested the bridge, the first thing he saw was the American flag. In all of the time of his captivity, he had never cried. But he did that day. That flag meant he was going home. And for the same reason players on the same football team have the same uniform, we have one national flag. You don't have to agree with your coach or even your team owner, but you wear one team uniform. It's about respect and unity. The least thing a spoiled, wealthy athlete should do is stand. Then he can go about changing what he doesn't like about his country after football practice. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
It's coming up on 7 o'clock. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up next hour, Donald Trump goes to church, what he said, and the reaction. Anthony Weiner in the news as well. It's all coming up next. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.